There's a Quaker who lives just outside of Wausau, you know, 20 miles or so, who did a natural burial. And he had to learn all the possibilities to get there, because even though things like cremations are common, natural burials without gilded coffins are so much more rare. So I've taken some pointers from him about how to proceed without the trappings that maybe are intended to deflect us from seeing the real person or the real process of our connection to the earth.
Mm-hmm.
So much in our society tries to pull us away from that center.
Yeah. I had the real honor of moving through a death experience with a family who really, really took very intentional steps to be close together as a family and to be close to the natural progression and cycle of things. And I think back to that experience often whenever death or questions of death or dying come up. That's really colored my idea of how the living can go about dealing with dying, as well as my own choices as I move forward in life and move toward a death of an unknown time. I've also used my music to be a part of death or transition experiences with people through the Music for Healing and Transition program, as well as just on my own, playing for family members or family of friends who are sick or are dying or just stressed out. And that's been a really powerful experience for me too. I find a very strong connection between those deep emotions, questions of life and death, and then improvisationally playing music.
Are you saying that you've actually been engaged, hired to do a listening room in those cases? I mean, when during birthings or during when people are in hospice, maybe moving towards that or other transitions?
So far, I have not been hired to do so. I have played of my own accord for individual family members and individual family members of friends who have been dying. So I've played at sort of at the bedside while somebody has been sick, and I've also played just after they died too, as music in their transition from life to death. And the Music for Healing and Transition program is a program I went through to get a certification to be hired to play this music. And I have not gotten my certification. I didn't do an internship, but I am still interested in doing that playing and potentially finishing my certification or finding my own way into that work without the certification.